Here we go. Good morning. Welcome back, everybody, to Rosie on the House. Live broadcast. We come every Saturday morning to address your concerns about home remodeling, home improvement, and home ownership. Every once in a while, you may hear you eavesdropping us on the back of the scenes.
Well, and this drum cadence, if you want to see something kind of entertaining, actually, I think it's wildly entertaining, you can see a picture of my brother doing his drum along. You know, you can sing along, you can air guitar.
Air drum.
He was air drumming, baby. You go to rosieonthehouse.com, click the Facebook link. You can see some fun behind the scenes Romero game day celebration.
It wasn't just your brother. Own up. Own up.
You and Katie, he stole the show.
Yeah, I guess he did, but y'all
he
all...
stole the show. I was the backup drummer. But also, you can find the link to Vaughn Payne's information right there on that as well. We keep it all as simple and compact and in one place for you as we can. Whether you're at rosieonthehouse.com, on the Facebook page, it all references each other. So whatever source or however you'd like to receive your information, we make it available for you. This radio broadcast is another example. Our weekly newsletter is another example. Our weekly publication, whether it's the Green Valley, the Casa Grande Dispatch, the Arizona Republic, Tucson Daily Star, you can find us.
We try and get you covered any and every way we can, wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. Vaughn, let's at least give your phone number out before we go back to Jack and talk crack concrete and wood floors. East Valley Floors, been in business for 30 years.
Thank you. It is 480-926-3444.
All right. Now, Jack calls, and he's contemplating a little bit of remodel work at the house. He's got concrete cracks. Let's bring him back in, because I'd like to find out if those are the width of a pencil lead or the width of a pencil, because it could make a difference on the preparation we do. Jack, welcome back to Rosie on the House.
Hi. To answer your question, I would say it's the width of a pencil.
Width of a pencil. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
13 feet long.
And about 13 feet long, and the bad part is that it kind of comes up to a hump, you know, cresting on where the crack is.
That's another problem.
You're right, Jack. That's the bad part.
Let me ask you this. What type of floor would you like to install if the concrete problem was not a problem?
Ideally, just for budgetary reasons, you know, a nice laminate floor, just because I've heard those are, you know, a little more affordable than
that is doable. Absolutely. What I would suggest first is establish the problem with the hump. Address that first. Once you've got that hump identified, put a straight edge on it, or take a nylon string and stretch it across the room, and then take a pencil or a marker, find that problem, and then you can grind that down where it's level and flush. The crack itself,
and he's gonna probably depending on how high a hump it is, he could have to start with a chipping hammer.
Start with a chipping hammer sometimes, or just a good grinder with a concrete diamond head on it, 7-inch grinder head. You can rent those at any of the rental.
So we got to take the hump out, because you can't fool yourself to think that any of the floating pad is going to cover or hide that. It's going to transfer directly through it.
And you'll walk across it, and it'll feel like a trampoline, and it'll drive you crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so we may have to do a chipping hammer. We may have to do a big grinder, which is like a floor polishing machine, and you just ride the high ridge is what you do, Jack. You just ride it till you got the outside of that circulating pad touching on both sides, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And you're
easier said than done.
Easier said than done.
If I put a 4-foot level right over the hump, so 2 feet on each side of the crack. If I leveled out, there's about a 1/4 inch on each side of the level.
Okay. I would double that level, get an 8-foot level or a 10-footer, or again, a nylon string is the very best way. And then the cracks themselves are not a big issue if you're doing a laminate or a floating engineered wood floor, because the cracks are not going to be a problem. It's the hump, or sometimes what we call shearing, where the two cracks of the concrete meet, one's high, one's low. That can be a problem. You have to address that just like you would the hump and the concrete as well.
And I'll tell you what, Jack, this adds a little extra expense. It sounds like you're on a budget. We understand that. That's the reason you're tackling it yourself and doing the laminate flooring. The chipping hammer, the grinder is all going to be a little bit more money. The other thing I'm going to highly, highly, highly encourage you to do is that crack is a huge condition conducive for termite infestation. You ought to have a professional termite treatment company out there drill both sides of that crack 12 inches on center and completely super saturate that area below that slab before you put anything back over the top. Now, Vaughn, once he's done that, what would he actually put in? What product have you had good success with actually filling the crack with?
If you're doing a floating floor, just a traditional caulking is fine.
Just again,
keep the dust and dirt from transferring through, minimizing the opportunity for bugs to come up through there. And that's usually the best solution.
Fantastic. Jack, as you move through that project and self-improvement, home improvement project, you keep us posted and feel free to give us a ring back with any further questions you might have. We have Justin and Mesa and Bev in Phoenix, but we're going to take a short detour here. Romy always grabs a mic at 9:40 and gives us the digital newsroom update of what's been going on at Rosie on the House all week long.
Lots of people were asking about our host last week. It was been a long time since we've had a home financing show. There was a time there where you couldn't, it was like plumbing. You couldn't go through a show without somebody calling and asking there.
Yeah.
Construction loans were everywhere. Refinancing was everywhere. Flip housing was everywhere. We haven't had a finance show in 4 or 5 years, it seems like. We had one last week. You go to rosieonthehouse.com, click media, click radio. You can listen to it, get the podcast in entire hours, or you can listen to it in segment, 4 segments an hour. But it was Harold Perkins, Galaxy Lending Group. Poor guy. I keep calling him Harold Jenkins. Do you know who that is? You know Harold Jenkins?
Uh-oh.
That's Conway's Twitty birth name. So I keep calling him Harold Jenkins or Perkins. Jenkins, poor guy. It's Harold Perkins. Harold Perkins, Galaxy Lending Group. You can reach him at 602-595-1233. A lot of people were asking about that.
Arizona government. Department of Housing grant money.
And I can tell y'all, you can send us emails about it, and we're just going to give you that name and number.
Yeah, absolutely.
There isn't anything that was said last week that we, you know, what we said last week is all I can tell you. Call Harold.
You want clarification on that or on HARP 1 or HARP 2 or anything having to do about mortgage questions or financing, give Harold a call. He was really a spectacular guest.
He was.
He did a great job.
And he can do that with everybody that'll call in and just give them the information that he requests. We also talked about the home buyer's link, a home buyer's guide. That's on our website. That's something Rosie put together. And it's a living, breathing document as things change and time change. But great, great guide. If you're looking to purchase a home, go to rosieonthehouse.com.
It's pretty long.
Right-hand side. Of the homepage, you'll see Rosie on the House.
You only need to read the last paragraph.
Click First Time Home Buyer's Guide, and you'll see it there. And the last paragraph probably says something. I don't have it memorized to know what the last paragraph is, but it's probably something that says, buy the house with the kitchen your wife wants. Is that it?
Buy the kitchen your house wants. I give you a whole long way of measuring objectively and subjectively which is the best house to buy, price per square foot, options offered, lot size, proximity to desirable locations. It is a very detailed thing, but trust me, just buy the kitchen your house wants. Your wife wants.
Arthur, he's in a little pickle. Not as bad as if he'd let the contractor install the air conditioning unit they showed up with. It wasn't the air conditioning unit he signed on the contract.
Ooh,
so he told him, nope, go away. I don't want it. That's not what we agreed on. Go away. Had another contractor come in, put in the unit he wanted, and he's happy with that. The problem is he had already paid contractor A that showed up with a different unit for the job, and he wants to know how to get that money back now.
That knucklehead, he must not be a listener to the show. You don't pay anybody 100% up, all right?
He's a latecomer.
What's his name?
Arthur.
Arthur! You're breaking my heart, man. Holy cow. He's got to go to the registrar as his only chance.
Because there was a contract, money exchanged,
signed
he can go
contract.
Get it to azroc.gov. Get it started there.
Why didn't he just go to azrosieonthehouse.com to start with?
Here's that moral where I was going with that. If you want to instead write letters like this about your air conditioning contractor, thank you for the recommendation for Chuck Knight. I cannot be happier. He showed up himself, stayed till the job was done, diligently charged me a fair price. That was from Beth. Ben writes in and says, we used Integrity Air Conditioning. Manual diagnosed the problem. Amazing technician, amazing company. Can't tell you I'll never use anyone but Integrity. Nita from Tucson writes in and says, Timco came out. I called them. I was expecting to have a serviceman come out, diagnose the problem, repair it, charge, go away. Didn't need to. They walked me through it on the phone. I'm fine. No charge.
Oh.
Dan writes in, I hired Yavapai Plumbing and Air Conditioning from Northern Arizona out of Prescott. I'll never have another air conditioning and plumbing company to my house but Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. So if you want to write stories like that about your air conditioning contractor or any contractor, start with RosieOnTheHouse.com. Our last one I pulled just for our guest here, Mr. Vaughn Payne of East Valley Flooring. John writes in, 85254. It's kind of the Phoenix Scottsdale border right around the Cactus. We have seen tile that looks like wood, and we want to know if this is good. So wood is our first option, but we have a very, very heavy dining room table and very expensive china, and they don't think wood's a good option, but they want the look. What do you think about a tile that looks like wood?
We've done a fair amount of that look. It's rectangular tile with a stamp that looks like wood floors, and if it's installed properly, it can look very nice. It obviously does not have anything resembling wood except that it has the texture on top. It's going to be cold. It's going to be hard. For a dining room table or any heavy furniture, it'll be just like any other ceramic tile. If the floor is prepared properly and the right mortar is used, you shouldn't have any problem. One thing you need to be aware of on a tile plank is that these tend to bow and warp in the manufacturing process because they're longer. And so some of the planks are 24 inches, some of them are 36 inches long, and predictably you'll have more warpage. Mm. And you've got the middle of a tile meeting an end joint beside it, a natural place for what we call a toe stubber, which is a chronic problem and can lead to injuries. So it needs to be installed properly. We use a product called medium bed mortar that's more expensive. It's roughly $25 a bag compared to, say, $6 or $8 you can buy at some
wow.
Products. But it gives a much better...
You get what you pay for.
Without a doubt.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
And I don't want to brag on my boy, but his concrete stamped wood simulated floor is probably one of the coolest looking back patio floors I've ever seen. We'll be right back.